Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Two Appleton residents, 32-year-old Brandon Corbett and 35-year-old Sunjin Corbett, face multiple felony charges after a Friday shootout and police standoff. They're charged with attempted first-degree murder of a peace officer, first and second-degree assault, and reckless discharge of a firearm. Senate Democrats have released their package of bills to fight fraud. One of the bills addresses the technology some agencies are using to process claims. Senator Aaron May Quaid of Apple Valley says the Department of Human Services technology dates back to the late 90s.
We cannot attempt to provide services using technology that's 5 years away from being ready for Y2K. And I actually think the technology we had before this system was called paper.
This bill would come with a financial cost, though. May Quaid says the price would need to be covered by multiple budgets or might be better to take money from a bonding bill. U.S. Senator Tina Smith is among those applauding the retirement of Border Patrol official Greg Bovino. He led immigration enforcement operations and MN, but was relieved of his role following the shooting deaths of Renee Good and Alex Preddy by federal agents. This is MN.